Northwestern Mutual, this is Misha.
Hey, Misha, this is Ruben Goldstein. I'm Dan's client. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
It's been a shit show every day of the week, it feels like. I know.
That's too bad.
Now we're busy. I owe you some paperwork, and I forgot what it was. So I want to do two things. I think I can do my contribution one time up by like $2,000 or something. I'm not sure if you can bring up my account.
Okay. Yeah, let me bring that up really quick here. And yeah, it was the document just to update your banking information, if I remember correctly. But let me double check. Okay. All right, so we were looking at increasing your contributions. Is that what you were?
Yeah, but there was some like amount that we couldn't go, like we could do it without going to some extra like underwriting. It was just like $2,000 or something, like a one-time contribution. I think I could be completely wrong as well. I'm generally wrong on these things.
All right, let me do some more digging here. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I believe it was the amount of $2,500. But I also want to just double check as well. If I'm correct, I think it's $2,500.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me 1 second. So, do you want an email from me? Do you want me to sign something? What would you like?
Okay. That is another great question. Let me see if I can pull up an old email and see if there's that paperwork in there.
Yeah, let me make sure you just have my right email. It's rgoldstein@bankofcardiff. That's my correct email.
Okay. Yep, I definitely have that one. Okay.
Oh, I see. The signatures, please sign and send back. Okay.
Right. Oh, Labor Day. Okay.
I can't. Can I DocuSign this or no?
I don't believe so. Well, the one that we sent you is not a DocuSign document. It's a printout and then.
I'll do that.
Like an iPad or a Surface or anything like that?
No, but I can just scan it in my... I have someone in my ops office that can do this. Give me a second. Do you want me to... Can I still use the same form or does it need to be redated?
Let me double check to make sure it's not expired. I'm sure you understand those things.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look that up for you.
And I want it drafted from... Actually, I don't care what account it comes out of, honestly. How long have you been with Northwestern?
How long have I been with these guys?
Yeah.
Let's see. I've been... Well, I started as a financial representative, and then... So I got my license and everything there. And then I decided to work with Dan. He seemed like a good guy. So I decided to work with him and been working with him since end of August, I believe. So I've been with Dan since the end of August, but I've been with Northwestern since April.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Now, if I wanted you guys to draft it from another account, another bank account I have, can I just send you that check, or do I have to fill out all these other forms? So.
I don't believe you'll have to fill out a whole new form. I can just update it, I believe, on...
Cool.
My end. Although it's, if I'm to get a, well, actually, if it's,
I can just send you a copy of the check. That's what I'm saying. I have a copy of the check.
Yeah, let's just do that. I'm thinking you might actually need another signature, but I can double check on that as well. The home office is doing a lot of updates with things that used to be okay and now they're not. So I just want to double check as well.
Cool.
So updating bank. Okay.
I don't need to update the bank. I just That's not the issue. I just want to see for this deposit if I can take it out. It doesn't have to be for everything. I'm just saying for this extra $2,000 or $2,500, I'd want it just this one time. That's why. I don't care.
One time, then no. We don't need any signatures or anything like that. I just need the new bank information.
Cool.
You can tell me over the phone if you like.
I can just send you the check. How about I do that? Let's see if you get this. Give me a second.
Okay. And I did look, and it looks like the form is now outdated.
Okay.
So, I'll have to send you a new one, so let me put that on my to-do list.
Here's the check for the one-time draft. Thanks again. Come on, where's this stupid check? There we go. Cool.
How
see if you got.
Halloween, by the way.
I was a liger.
Nice.
How's yours?
It was good. It was more of being antisocial, and we stayed in and watched horror movies instead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you from that area originally or no?
Originally, gosh, how much time do you have? I am originally from Texas, military okay. family, and then moved up here about 10 years ago and been
what
here
part
since
of,
is the short
What part of Texas?
San Antonio, Austin, Houston, Crosby, New Brunswick.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We moved every two grades, basically, for me, so I was bouncing between New Mexico and Texas most of my life, and then came up here.
So you don't want to do that anymore?
Moving, not so much. Actually, I just got done moving recently. My boyfriend and I were living in Olympia, so I'm
okay.
commuting from Olympia to Tacoma every single day.
Okay.
A lot of singing in the car, but we just did that, so I'm done, but we're renting, so it's not really done.
So you want to go buy a house?
Eventually. It's something about commitment, I guess, on that is it's a little daunting. I'm still fairly young, so I think I have
to. How old are you?
23.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different ways to look at it, I guess. I think it all comes down to personal comfort zone. Buying a house, it's a lot of debt. It's a lot of money to be owing, so.
Yeah, and it's the staying in one place for about 30 years, that's another thing. But
you don't have to stay in one place. I've moved. I own four places, and I've moved every year the last 4 years, so you don't have to look at it that way.
Very true. And plus, on top of that, you build equity, which is another plus. So.
It depends. A house is very, very, it's a lot of money to owe, and it's nothing is easy, but, I mean, like, if I could reset the wheel, I don't know, like, if I had bought when I was, like, 26, I would have lost my house, so I think the only advice I'd give you is, when you first buy your first place, go very, very small. You can always upgrade, but it's always very hard to downgrade. I'm shocked by how much money people borrow the first time out. It is psychotic to me. That's just my opinion.
So if I'm going to buy my first house, I'll call you.
My first house, I lived in the fucking ghetto. I had gunshots around me. Bought a place that I could easily afford, that I wasn't scared of. I'm a single person. I don't have a second income. And, you know, is that a good or bad decision? Maybe I should have got something bigger. But, you know, I have friends that they're talking about buying, you know, a $700,000 house the first time out. And I'm like, dude, like, it ain't no joke. So, that's just my opinion. Nothing wrong with living in the ghetto, building some equity pretty fast. That's a kind of cool thing. But, yeah, it's a fun experience. Did you get that check, by the way?
Yes, I was just about to say I received it.
Cool, yeah. So, if you want to get me that new form, whatever it needs to look like, I'll get it signed and sent over to you. And I'm fine to do the one-time draft. Just let me know if it's 2,000. Do you know if it's 2,000 or 2,500 for sure? Or are you guys going to look into that?
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to just double-check on that before I put anything in there. But, yeah, I'll get you that new form here shortly, and we'll get you going.
Cool. Thanks a ton. I appreciate it, Misha.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you
so much, and I'll talk to you later.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.